There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Bible, John chapter 2. Jesus goes to the temple. It is almost time for the Passover festival, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. There in the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep and pigeons, and also the money changers sitting at their tables. So he made a whip from cords and drove all the animals out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He overturned the tables of the money changer and scattered their coins. And he ordered those who sold the pigeons, "Take them out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that the scriptures say, "My devotion to this house of God burns in me like a fire." There is a temple. In Jewish literature, it is known as synagogue. So Jesus goes to one of those temples and he sees what is happening in that temple. There are people who are selling pigeons, birds. There are money changers, and he takes a whip and starts whipping all of them. He overturns the table, starts shouting and says, "You have turned the house of my God into a marketplace. You have turned the house of my God, my father, into a den of thieves." And when he says this, his disciples remember that it is said in the scriptures that when the Son of God comes, how devoted he would be. "My devotion to this house of God burns in me like a fire." Such fierce love for the house of God. Such tremendous love and such tremendous respect and such unprecedented sense of respect or surrender unto this house of God. Then God comes on this earth. He doesn't establish an institution. He doesn't establish an organization. He doesn't establish just a community or commune or a gathering. It's not a building with walls, but when he comes on this earth, he establishes yajna. A yajna is a sacrificial fire. It is not building. It is not organization. It is not even Madhuvan. He doesn't come to establish Madhuvan. He comes and establishes yajna, sacrificial fire. Where the entire world gets sacrificed, from where the flames of destruction arise, and into which the whole world is sacrificed and the new world is created. He is known as Rudra. In bhakti, he is Rudra. Shiva is Rudra, the fierce, the ferocious. He teaches the real knowledge, the knowledge that was lost. Even he was lost. In recent Murli, Baba had said that, Prayalop, the knowledge becomes lost, but even I get lost. So Rudra comes down on this earth. He is the only one who can be called reincarnation or incarnation. There was a recent Murli. No other person, no matter who is called reincarnation. He is the only one who incarnates. So when Rudra comes on this planet Earth, he establishes a Gyan Yajna, a sacrificial fire, not the physical Yajna. The physical Yajna is that which has a kund, an altar, and the fire is lit. That is usually shown in scriptures. They talk about yajna, but God doesn't establish those physical yajnas. He establishes a spiritual yajna, the divine yajna. He brings about the spiritual revolution. He comes and starts this novel, newfangled, sacrificial fire. So today we'll discuss about this Rudra, Gita, Gyan, Yajna. It is imperishable. Let us first try to understand what is Yajna. In scriptures, there are two sections, Karmakand and Gyankand. Karmakand is the section of rituals, which is yajna, the Vedic rituals. The other section is Gyankand. It's more about knowledge, Upanishads, Vedanta. Especially Yajurveda describes all yajnas in detail. There are various types of yajna. Some yajnas are performed in private, some are public. Some yajnas last only few minutes to hours. Some yajnas go on for weeks and months. What they sacrifice in this yajna? There are different types of yajnas. Pitra yajna, Manushya yajna, Deva yajna, Brahma yajna, Bhuta Yajna. There are five types basically. Pancha Yajnas. So there are different types of Yajnas. And what they put into that Yajna, especially sesame seeds or grains, sometimes milk, fruit, havan. So different libations and oblations they offer into that yajna. And why the yajna are performed? For peace, for well-being, for purification. What else? For establishing sovereignty. Rajasuya yajna, Ashwamedha yajna, the different types of yajna. Putra Kameshti Yajna, forgetting son, children, for different means, for rains, for crop, for well-being, for health. So there are different reasons for which, where it is performed, huge ground is needed, sometimes in a small place, sometimes inside, sometimes outside. So there are different methods of performing. Who performs the yajna? The priest. There are again four different types of priests. One of them is known as Brahma. The priest is named by the name Brahma, who performs the yajna. He will see if they are committing any mistakes or not. And then he will refer to the scriptures and find out. The person who performs the yajna is known as Brahma. So different offerings like ghee, seeds or grains or milk, so many things are offered. So this is physical yajna. This is what they have been doing. It also cleanses the atmosphere. Absolute cleansing happens by putting so many herbs into that sacrificial fire. The atmosphere is purified. The incense, the aroma, it creates a divine feeling within you. When you witness a huge yajna, you must have seen this Gayatri family. If you have seen their yajnas, they perform in a huge ground and the entire atmosphere gets divinized, spiritualized. You start having divine feelings when you see those flames of fire blowing up. So this is the physical yajna, this is the Vedic ritual. We have been performing it since time immemorial. And it has got its benefit, yes. But when Baba comes, when God comes on this earth, He establishes an entirely new yajna, and perhaps the last yajna, the final yajna. After this, there is no further yajna. The greatest yajna, the highest, the greatest, the purest, the divinest, the ultimate. And how long it lasts? It spans through the confluence age. And what are the things which are put into this yajna? We, each one of us, every Brahmin is a log, that wooden log. And what is put into this yajna? We ourselves put, we put ourselves into this yajna. He establishes this yajna. So what we put? We put all our vices into this yajna. What we put into this yajna? All the negativity, all the waste, all the rubbish, all the garbage that you have been carrying, of I and mine. What you put into this yajna? All your weaknesses, all your shortcomings. So that they get burnt. But there are also obstacles to this yajna. Just as in those times, the demons used to create obstacles. They used to throw bones or sometimes water or some unauspicious things, and they would destroy the yajna. They were always haters of yajna. Obstacles were always there. So they would not love the yajna to reach the stage of completion. So they would come and they would try to distract the rishis, the yogis, the seers who are doing this yajna. So also, if you see the history of yajna right from day one till now, there was never a period when there were no obstacles. Every time there is something or other obstacle. There are people who are creating obstacles. But God says, this is God's yajna. The victory would be ultimately, would ultimately come to us. So we sacrifice our all past sinful event activities. We were following the dictates of Ravan till now. You sacrifice all the dictates of Ravan into this yajna. You sacrifice all your sins, all your sinful activities into this yajna. This is the most sacred, sacrosanct yajna. Extremely pure. And it has got the power to purify. In yesterday's Murli, there was one statement, Baba is Patit Pavan. He is purifier. Even of all the five elements. He is the purifier of five elements. So, whole world gets sacrificed in this sacrificial fire. So, when Rudra comes, he establishes this yajna. And what he says, each one of you is the guardian of this yajna. Each one of you is the guard, is the sentinel of this yajna. The chief sentinel. You are the watchers of this yajna. You are the watchmen of this yajna. So take care of this yajna. Love this yajna. Have respect for this yajna. Be protector of this yajna. You yourself should not become an obstacle in this yajna. And how can we become protector of this yajna? How can we keep the flames burning all the time? It's only when the log, the wooden log, is in contact with the Supreme. The connection is established all the time so that you keep the flames burning all the time. Otherwise, the flames will fizzle out. Yoga is not about sitting in Baba's room and thinking of oneself as soul and connecting with him. And once you are out of that room, out of meditation hall, you forget him. Spirituality, Raj Yoga, is about perpetual connection. Raj Yoga is about a perennial connection with God. An unbroken, an uninterrupted, an unpunctured connection with him. All the time, you are with him. You are in him, you are for him, you are towards him. What you speak, what you say, what you think, what you feel, everything is directed towards him. In him we live, we move and have our being. Bible says, neither death nor life, nor height nor depth, nor nakedness, nor any human being present or any person to come, nor angels nor principalities shall be able to separate us from love of God. We are in him, we are for him. So love this yajna. As we saw what Jesus says, the love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. Respect this yajna, love this yajna. Loving this yajna is to love God, protecting this yajna, taking care of this yajna, keeping the yajna inflamed all the time. You know, two things are needed. One, you have to keep putting ingredients, otherwise the yajna will extinguish. The fire would get extinguished. So you have to keep putting ingredients. And see, there are no obstacles. So these are the two things that should keep the yajna alive. Any yajna for that matter. So here, every day, when we do our self-checking and removing the hidden vices and offering into this yajna, we are keeping the flame alive. So be in touch with him all the time. Find out methods, means to be with him. Establish a very strong bond with him. All relationships, or if you don't want that, just be in touch with him. The soul is connecting the Supreme Soul. So when he establishes this yajna, the best method to protect this yajna is to think of oneself as a trustee. And trustee means renunciation plus surrender. This is the definition of trustee. You take care of everything, but there is no sense of ownership. You take care of your mobile, but you know that this is not mine. You take care of this pen, but you know that this is yajna's, this is not mine. But you take utmost care of things without the slightest feeling of ownership. That is trustee. That is to take care of this yajna. So, this is Avinashi. This is imperishable, Rudra, Gita, Gyan, Yajna. This is the yajna of knowledge. This is not the ordinary yajna. This is the yajna of knowledge. Means, you must keep on increasing your knowledge every day. What you knew yesterday, your knowledge should be ahead of that today. Every today should find us, find you away ahead of yesterday, and every tomorrow should find me ahead of today. So it's a progress. You move towards the destination inch by inch every day. Baba talks about different arts, kalas. Stopping at one place, don't do that. Theoretically. Walking. Baba is not happy with walking. Running, he is not even happy with running. Jumping, he is not happy with that. He just is interested in only one kala, in flying. But there are few who are into descending stage also. Going down, going up, going down, going up, going down, going up, going down. One day the purity is the highest. The other day, the purity is destroyed. To remain pure is to offer the greatest help to this yajna. To maintain utmost brahmacharya and celibacy is to offer the greatest help. Baba says, I just need the assistance of your purity. Purity is sovereignty. You have to publicize this yajna. And how will you publicize? Purity is publicity. Rather, purity is the greatest publicity. One more thing about yajna is that when such a yajna has been established, you go out and tell the world, you blow the trumpet that God has come and he established the yajna. Come, come, come ye all and see that the yajna has been established. But people will not believe. So how will they believe? They will believe, they need proof. What is the proof? This is the yajna. Once they see the flames going up with their own eyes, they will believe, yes, and I am the flame of this yajna. My transformation is the proof of this yajna. What is the proof of the yajna? My transformation. How will they believe otherwise? They will say, you are just lying. You are bluffing. Let them come and see. There are hundreds and hundreds of speakers across the world. They talk about good things. Hundreds of scholars, religious leaders, erudite scholars, elite people. There's philosophers, thinkers, philosophies. They speak fluently. Their knowledge is vast. They have everything, but they are lacking in one thing. And what is that? Dharana. What they speak, they don't follow. And that is the difference here. When we speak out of experience. When we speak, We speak that which is truth. We do and then show. And that's why our speech has a ring of truth and purity. And that's why it makes such a powerful impact on souls. Even if they don't want to listen, they will have to listen. Even if they don't want, the arrows are so powerful, they will penetrate their hearts and they will bleed. The blood of God's love would come. So, this sacrificial fire is not institution just. Once we had made a list of comparisons, what is this Brahma Kumaris? This is an asylum where the whole world will come one day. The whole world will turn into a mental hospital one day. People will become lunatics and insane, mad with vices, and they would seek relief and they would rush to this place. This is an ashram. This is an army cant. This is a boat. This is a beauty parlor. This is Chaitanya. This is the living Dilwara. This is a commune. This is de-addiction center. The whole world is addicted. And the de-addiction, the rehab center is this Brahma Kumaris. This is the engineering college where spiritual engineering is being taught. Engineering for the new world. This is the family. This is a family. When God comes, He establishes a family. This is a fire brigade. The whole world is ablaze with lust and vices. This is furnace. This is a factory where leaders are produced. This is a factory. This yagya is a factory. You put from this side an ordinary person, he comes out as a powerful speaker. The mother who has never spoken before, she comes out and challenges the world. This is a gymnasium. You become spiritual bodybuilder here. You develop spiritual muscles, spiritual biceps and spiritual triceps. This is godly satsang. This is GPS which guides the soul. This is Mansarovar. This is Gyan Ganga. This is Garden of Allah. This is hospital. This is hostel. This is Himalaya of spirituality. This is insurance company. Baba says, I am insurance magnet. This is institution. This is a jewelry shops. This is a Jadu ki Nagri. This is the place of miracles. This is Khudai Kidmat Gar. This is laboratory of God. This is lighthouse powerhouse. This is Madhuban. Yagya is Madhuban without walls. Madhuban is a small place. Yagya doesn't have geographical definition. This is a meditation center. This is medical college. This is model of heaven. This is might house. This is New Garland. This is nature cure center. This is orchestra of God. This is Pandavan cabinet. Pandav government cabinet. This is peace park. This is rest house. This is school. This is shopping mall. This is Shivalaya. This is tree of sandalwood. This is Taj Mahal of divine love. This is university. This is unlimited laundry, club, airport, post office, Kumbh, mine. This is voting booth. This is vaccination center. This is world museum, spiritual. This is the warehouse of supreme sate. This is the world stage. This is the Xenium gift house. This is yagya. This is yoga center. This is the zone of purity. Amir Khusro was one of the poets long back, and he has said something very beautiful. Gar firdos bar ruhe zami ast, ami asto, ami asto, ami asto. Gar firdos bar ruhe zami ast. He talked about Kashmir. If that all there is a heaven on this earth, ami asto, ami asto, ami asto. It is this, it is this, it is this. Ami asto, ami asto, ami asto. So also, if at all there is a heaven on this earth, verily, the heaven is here. The heaven is here. And this is the heaven. Om Shanti.